to 51. Continuing his current Mideast shuttle diplomacy, Secretary of State Blinken is in Israel now, where he has met with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, among others. Stocks are mixed on Wall Street, with the Dow 95 points higher, the Nasdaq is down 49, and the S&P off 13. More details, srnnews.com.
Biden has started tracking Christians like cattle. Yes, you heard it right. He pressured banks to tag transactions for certain keywords. One of them is Holy Bible. That's a horrifying and creepy attack on our religious freedoms. It's made possible by a digital financial system that makes you a sitting duck. But you do have other options. I recommend a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. I'm Lance Wallnau, a news analyst, a best-selling author, and evangelical leader to people who cherish their financial independence. A precious metals IRA can help you avoid the scrutiny of Biden's anti-Christian bureaucracy while also preserving your retirement savings. To find out more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see how a gold IRA can help you. Text FAITH to 989898. There are no strings attached. So text FAITH to the number 989898 right now and take action to protect your own prosperity.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. It's a brand new month, and it's starting to feel more like summertime. Lots of sunshine today. Very warm with a high around 88. Mostly clear, comfortable tonight. Overnight low 63. Thursday's high near 90 with more sun. Still warm Friday and over the weekend with highs in the upper 80s and the risk of some widely scattered showers and thunderstorms. But the rain chances, very small, very isolated. Expect 60s at night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Do you have big plans this summer? Dive into summer with an ASC Credit Union vacation loan. Whether you've got a trip coming up, projects at home, or just need a little extra cash, we've got you covered. So don't put your plans on hold. Visit your ASECU.com or stop by and see us today.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, here's today's top stories. Millbrook police have opened an investigation after a woman reported her home was shot into at least 11 times. The incident happened in the 3100 block of Sandtown Road. Two neighboring houses were also hit by gunfire. No injuries were reported from any of the homes. The Alabama Department of Corrections announced a contraband arrest at the Elmore Correctional Facility on Tuesday. Canine tracking dogs discovered Keontae Jamal Shipp on the grounds with several packages wrapped in duct tape. Shipp was charged with trafficking marijuana, promoting prison contraband, and criminal trespassing. The Montgomery Career Center and the City of Montgomery are hosting a community job fair Thursday. Both private and government employers will be on hand from 9 a.m. till 2 p.m. The fair will be held inside the Crampton Bowl Multiplex, located at 1037 Pelham Street. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
Molico Pro with Hustler Turf Zero Turn Mowers. They engineer their mowers to be maintenance and service friendly for the everyday homeowner while not sacrificing the build and cut quality they're known for. From the heavy duty frame to the welded steel deck to their trademark smooth track steering, Hustler Turf Zero Turn Mowers deliver professional grade cut quality for a perfectly manicured lawn. Why don't you stop by and see Dietzville Ace Hardware? See the Hustler difference for yourself today. Dietzville Ace Hardware on US 31 just north of Prattville, or Google Dietzville Ace Hardware for more information.
The Tierce family has been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks, no problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at rotorooteralabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
One of the most classic and customizable options for your home is custom drapery. Drapes can dress up a space, create privacy, black out a room, and be combined with other window treatments for an impressive and polished space. Just Blinds in Prattville is your trusted local source for quality custom drapery. Just Blinds offers pleated drapery, panel drapery, grommet style drapery, and drapery hardware. Ben here inviting you to visit our showroom in Prattville or visit us online at GorgeousBlinds.com.
This is an important announcement from James Jones and your friends at Jones Drugs, your local hometown pharmacy. Are you one of those folks who is perfectly happy with your local pharmacy and the relationship you have with your local pharmacist and have received a letter from your health insurance suggesting that you use one of the chain stores? Or even worse, maybe they want you to order your drugs by mail. What you need to know is in most cases, that's just a suggestion and not something you're required to do. As an essential healthcare worker, your pharmacist is working on the front lines to ensure patient safety while putting him or herself at risk every day. Your relationship with your pharmacist can be just as important as your relationship with your doctor. Are you willing to risk that part of your healthcare to mail order or chain stores where it's almost impossible to have that relationship with your pharmacist? For those who haven't experienced being part of the Jones Drugs family, come see what it's all about. Jones Drugs, with locations in Prattville, Millbrook, Montgomery, and Phoenix City.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
You're listening to Alabama Unfiltered Radio, powered by 1819 News. To join the conversation, call 334-272-9228. Now, here's your host, Scott Deason.
Welcome back to the program, everybody. Woo, man, Alabama Unfiltered Radio. Coming up on the last half of the show, let's get to your phone calls. Randall has been very patient. Randall, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening.
Man, who couldn't be? I mean, because yesterday, I mean, we found our leader. I mean, like, seriously. Because Mr. Clump called and called you a DA, and then I backed him up, and you didn't even, like, you didn't let that bother you. You kept on with the mission. Like, that's what we're saying. You are the man. Like, you didn't even let that phase you. Like, man, all hats off to you. Regardless, no cap on that one. And then, on
Randall, you are talking to us, right? Like, you know, it's Scott and the name, Abs and Al.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm just making sure.
And if I don't get to it, I got so much stuff for y'all sticking coop. But man, on to what's going on. Yesterday, the reason that our men or women, whatever, all down in the house had to move so fast is because, see, what you don't understand is that the Indians got one of the car they could play. And that's if Alabama passes this week, this medical marijuana thing. And even they make it where it's only gummies or only pills, the Indians can have coffee shops and have, you can buy weed and smoke it there. They're going to shut Alabama down. So yesterday, the government played with Alabama a little bit, and Eric Garland come out and said that they was going to, decriminalize weed. They play it, and man, they put Alabama in gear. Like, they went, see, that's why they've been playing with it, what they found out what the Indians had on them. And when that's why they've been hitting the brakes on the weed stuff so much, because they done screwed up. So the Indians sent them pretty, Scott. No matter which way they go, they got them. They got Alabama by the hair. And literally, so it's bad. And the reason.
Did you say they were going to scalp Alabama? Is that what you said?
I didn't say that. And this
Scott Beeson at.
Yeah, they want it on the ballot, but they don't want it on the ballot come up the presidential. That's why they going to keep this in play. They're going to put they was going to give us the House version, which was bullcrap, like you say too. But they don't want to have it where it rains out and we get beat at the polls. The Republicans, they want to have it on a special day. So
yeah, Randall, that's actually a good point, because this the conference committee bill, it would be a special referendum election, not election, but ballot on August 20th.
Mm.
Yeah, they don't want it.
Right in the middle of the summertime.
Yep.
So anyway, and one question, Scott, before I move on. How does 4 legislation days equal 2 weeks? I heard you say it was.
Oh, okay. So there's 30 legislative days. Those 30 days, those 30 meeting days, those days you're going to vote, there's 105 days. You have 105 days to get 30 meeting days in. So you do 2 meeting days a week. You meet on Tuesdays. You have committee meetings on Wednesdays, and then the bodies meet again on Thursday. So 2 weeks is actually 4 days.
Oh, wow.
Tuesday, Thursday, Tuesday, Thursday.
No wonder they don't know how to work.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the weed smoking, like, people call in on folks when they're drinking and driving. I mean, ain't smoking weed and driving pretty much the same thing? I mean, like, pick up your, don't try to, if he's really bothering you, like, I don't know, call somebody. There's these 5 gallon buckets, girls, that you hang up that deer hunters use. They put their feet in. You could do your chicken scratch, but make it where it has a timer on it. You can hang it up. This is so good for a complete garden. You needed the chickens, but I didn't know you had chickens. I didn't retain that part. But the chickens is the main part of having a free garden.
Do you still have chickens? You kill them all.
I didn't kill them.
Did they die under your watch?
Yeah.
Yeah, you killed
them. But I cried.
Well, that makes me feel bad.
I'm going to get chickens, and I'll probably cry, too, when they die.
They're very
I'm going to try, Randall.
I loved my chickens.
This is what you do. When you pull out the mulch, you keep the mulch, the chicken crack, all that mulch, whatever. You store it. That's your beds for your garden. That's your fertilizer. The birds would be your pesticides. We're going to take care of your pesticides. Make sure you got plenty of bird feeders, plenty of hummingbird vines. Hummingbirds will do just like bumblebees do. They're the same thing. But you need the hummingbee vine, not just that old bull crap we put in feeders for.
So, not the little red Kool-Aid?
And use the washing machine and when you take a shower, have both of them plumbed to your garden, and you use biodegradable soap in there, and you use all your washing water, all your bathing water, go water your garden, and then I mean, it's the other thing. I mean, but the buckets, man, them deer hunter buckets are a dream for chicken folks, especially for that scratch. If you got them in a pen and you don't have a real place to move around,
little automatic feeder.
Yeah,
and
it's
cool.
Man, Scott, yesterday you held your own, man, like, without even flinching a mustache. I love you for that, man. I love you for that.
I appreciate it, Randall.
Hey, I'm still not. Mr. Peek, I pick balance every day. All right, they said
on the show. Appreciate it.
All right.
Oh, man.
I don't know when that happened.
That was Mr. Pink.
I got you. Well, you know.
Oh, man, I missed it. I'm so sorry.
You were making sandwiches.
Took me back to the old days. The old days of the good old legislature. Yep, battle. Let's go to Charles the First of Dewanee. Charles the First, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening.
Hey, thanks for having me on. Hi, Scott. I'm your best, Allison. Scott.
Good morning. Hello.
I wanted to remind everybody, as far as the prison, that Al Britton is the one that wants all the extra stuff in it, okay? Remember that?
He wants the long version.
He helped to make that come to reality. And on top of that, he filibustered in mid-March, I want to say the 11th, to have a third of that money go to build the prison in his area that didn't get built. Do you remember that?
Yep. Well, we do need some more prisons. Now, I have no problem. And I'm thinking about calling up the president of, which one is it, El Salvador or Ecuador?
Argentina.
Bill Buhaki or whatever his name is.
Bolsonaro?
No. The guy who's put all the...
That's El Salvador.
El Salvador.
Sweet.
Thank you. Charles First.
None of these prisons had a single new bed at all and cost us billions of dollars if we did all of them.
That's a good point.
At $274,000 per bed, but double that up per sale. Have you got me? You've learned throughout the years here that when I say I want to sing something, it's okay to let me do it now.
99% of the time, Charles the First.
Yes. Now, and here we go. I want this to be played. I may save up my money so I can play it when it gets time to elect senators. Have you got me?
Okay. Yes, sir.
Greg Albritton's got it in his brain. A third of the gambling money will be used to sustain the prison he was promised years ago. If the money doesn't get divided his way, he'll shout and pout with these boys he won't play. The citizens all have a right to know. With the voters, Greg is hitting us low. With us, the senator is making a low blow. It would do us very well to notice the stench of the smell. And on election day, don't let it go. And I just
I got you, man. I'm kind of enjoying him holding it all up right now.
Well, I mean, it might be okay, but just remember, it would go kind of the other way if it wasn't for him wanting it his way.
One of the quickest ways for legislation to die is for them all to start fighting over the goodies.
But I still think he's going to attempt the best that he can to have his way and get the other votes. It's what's going to be in the last miniature of what's going to happen, because it wouldn't have went without him anyway. But remember, that's what happened. That's how it's happened, and that's the filibuster you can go read about using that third of the money. And that's why you would want to have more money than just having a regular lottery.
Makes sense. Hey, thanks, Charles First, for doing it.
Thanks a lot, y'all.
You know, Charles First, for doing it, reminded me that how in the world are we going to spend 200 and, I guess we're not, but how is it even in the realm of possibility $240,000 per bed?
Mm-mm.
How is that even possible? I mean, what are these prisons, what are they doing? Is it all the technology?
Fencing is really expensive.
Really? I don't know how it can be that expensive. And
You're building like cinder block walls with a bed and a toilet and a sink.
You would think so.
Like, and maybe a window if you're lucky.
And if we go in and inspect it and you're like trying to scratch through the cinder block walls, then you get put in the solid concrete room by yourself for a little while. That kind of stuff. But now, then again, I mean, because I get the feeling that these are about people making money off the construction.
Yeah.
Not the need for new prisons. Does that make sense?
Yeah, kind of like the roads.
Mm-hmm.
It's all a game.
And some of the schools.
It's a racket.
Yeah, you build, you know, the private company builds a building and the commercial prices are terrible, but go build a school and see if you get a good deal and see what you have at the end.
Isn't there a reason why mafia's in road building?
Oh, so.
What? I didn't know that.
I heard that.
I don't know if they are here, but I know there's a lot of money spent.
I'm just saying.
And I know we do things that cost more money.
Is that where they bury the people?
Yes. Mm. Yes.
Who's the order here? Let's go to Clark. Clark, welcome to the program.
Hi, Clark. Scott. How are you?
Hey, Clark. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good, ladies. Y'all doing all right?
Yes. How are you?
I'm all good. So yesterday, Allison was doing ratios of liberals at universities to how liberal they were?
Yes.
Scott, you have a definition on your phone for liberal. Do you have that handy? You want me to just go through it real quick?
Yeah, but I want to know where you got that. It looks like a modern definition to me.
I got that from Wikipedia. So you've got a liberal definition of liberal. Open to new ideas. Tolerant of the ideas of others. Broad-minded. Now, it's kind of fascinating, Allison, that the more liberals a university has, the less liberal they are.
It's an antiquated term. That's classic liberalism.
Right.
You described, Clark. That is no longer
the case. Kinda.
They hijacked the term.
That's my point. It's been completely hijacked. You know, The five of us talking right now are much more liberal than any liberal. I'll entertain your ideas. Now, if it's a stupid progressive idea, I will show you how stupid it is with facts and logic. And then they can yell and scream because they're intolerant. Now, quickly, on the gambling, why was gambling illegal to begin with? And what has changed since it was bad to make it okay now, other than the right people will make money from it?
I would say nothing, other than we've forgotten the downside. The reason gambling was illegal basically everywhere across the country, including on Indian lands, was that society said this is crappy. We've gone through the gambling expansion and then do away with it at least two times in America's history, because everyone agreed, hey, this is not a good policy. Right. And don't you love how casinos ended up on Indian lands? There weren't any for years and 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 years, and then magically it became okay there.
Oh, it's a reservation. Yeah. It's totally different. They don't have to obey the rules. And you're like,
did white guilt build that?
Yeah, there's a good chance. Well, no, I tell you what probably built it was white greed, who probably financed the Indian casino so they can make gobs of the money under the guise of I'm doing it for the Indians. Mm. That's my guess.
Okay.
And I don't know.
Now, burning question for me for the day.
Okay.
Everybody talking remembers the Summer of Love, right?
Yes.
Yes.
When was the Summer of Love?
1967.
You're wrong, Summer. That's the classical Summer of Love there.
Oh, okay.
We're going for the modern.
Summer of 2020.
Yeah, summer 2020, leading up to
presidential election,
where Joe Biden got more votes than anybody in history has ever gotten.
Yep.
Now,
we're running out of time, dude. The break's here. You're welcome to stay. We got to take a break. Alabama Unfiltered Radio.
We see it every day. A guy comes into the men's clinic and guess what? The pills quit working, or they're sick of the side effects. And you know what else we see? Guys not confident in their relationship. At Montgomery Men's Health, we're the leaders in bedroom confidence. Understanding if you even need ED or low T treatment should be the first step, and the next should be choosing the treatment or treatment combination to build your confidence. Our urologist and physician group is offering professional modern treatments with success rates as high as 92% and decades of experience. Our doctors are not going to send you an email with what might work for most people. We're results-driven. Concierge. You don't pay for medication. It's included. But you invest in the time it takes to get you where you want to be. We've built an experience with discretion that takes the worry out of going to the doctor. In fact, we've normalized it for guys all over Montgomery. Come see our friendly team in Montgomery and find out why we've been number one in men's health for years. Get a consultation and low T blood work with results on your first visit for $99. Get your confidence back in the bedroom and beyond. Go to MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com and book your appointment today. MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com.
Good morning. Do you have time for lunch today? My treat.
Absolutely. But what's the occasion?
I'm in love with the new 24/7 Express kiosk at Worth Cleaners. The kiosk is so easy to use, and I can drop off and pick up on my schedule. Thank you for sharing that tip with me.
You're welcome. I'm happy to have my lunch buddy back.
Have you tried the new Worth Cleaners 24/7 Express kiosk? This is the first service of its kind in Montgomery. Customers love the convenience of dropping off and picking up dry cleaning and laundry on their schedule, day or night, 365 days a year. Even if you've never used Worth Cleaners before, you can go to their location at 7825 Vaughn Road today and use their 24/7 Express kiosk. Instructions along with several descriptive photos are posted on the wall next to the kiosk to aid customers who are first-time users. Give it a try. Visit our Vaughn Road location or find Worth Cleaners on Facebook for more information. Your family's clothing is worth it.
This is former Alabama Supreme Court Justice Glenn Murdoch. Alabama is a great place to live and work and raise our families because Alabamians are a good people of faith and traditional values. But a huge gambling bill in Montgomery would change our culture forever. Neon light casinos bringing more crime to our big cities and small towns. Highly addictive cell phone betting and the state selling the lie of lottery riches to the poor and most vulnerable. With all that's wrong in the world, this is no time to give up on our traditional values in Alabama. Call and ask your senator to be the leader you elected them to be. To stand strong and vote no on gambling and keep the Alabama we know and love. Thank you.
Call your senator at 334-261-0800. 334-261-0800. 334-261-0800. Paid for by Alabama Eagle Forum, Box 130-757, Birmingham.
The Harriet Two Riverboat offers celebrations for specialty events like Cinco de Mayo coming May 5th. It's a cruise filled with dancing, live entertainment, tacos, nachos, margaritas, and more. It'll be a night filled with live music and more. The Mother's Day Cruise coming May 12th is a treat like no other, and your mom will love it with a dinner made just for her. There's more fun and excitement each weekend all spring and summer with a variety of cruises up the Alabama on the Harriet Two. Book your cruise today on the Harriet Two at funinmontgomery.com.
Now you can add the power of digital advertising to the number one reach of radio. Let Blue Water's 20 years of local advertising and marketing success show you how. Grow your business with a complete suite of digital solutions combined with the reach of the most listened to radio group in the River Region. Call us or go to BlueWaterBroadcasting.com to find out how we can increase your return on investment. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
She's a good girl, loves her mom, loves Jesus. In America too, she's a good girl. She's crazy about Elvis, loves horses, and her boyfriend too. And it's a long day living in Reseda. There's a freeway running through. And I'm a bad boy, 'cause I don't even miss her. I'm a bad boy for breaking her heart.
Welcome back into the program, everybody. Alabama Unfiltered Radio. Let's get back out to your phone calls. Clark, I want to give you the last word.
Yes, sir. So, the Summer of Love, that occurred in very sympathetic blue cities, right, Scott?
It did.
Do you think they burned their mostly peaceful protest cards in the green or in the sympathetic red city, blue cities? Do you think they probably couldn't get away with that again there?
No, they can get away with it again.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so.
So now we've moved to blue campuses, which I would
in the blue cities, many of them.
Yes, and it's an equally hospitable environment for them. Outside instigators in both cases, I know you saw where 26 of the 55 that were arrested did not go to school there. You know, these Hamas protests, this is George Floyd 2.0.
Yeah, but now they've got the awkward situation that they're kind of Frankenstein's monster, and so they got to figure out how to deal with it. But if they reinstituted a George Floyd-esque movement, I think it'd be fine. It'd be okay with that.
Now, here's my last question. You reckon Biden's going to hold a Camp David summit between Hamas pretenders here and American supporters of Israel? Are we going to have something like Carter had? Are we going to have Camp David Accords?
I don't know. It wouldn't surprise me if they think that it would help Joe Biden. They might.
If you could get him out of the basement long enough and he could broker the peace.
Yep.
Anyway, Scott, keep doing what you do.
Appreciate you, Clark.
Do you have an option to not keep doing what you do?
No, the patriarchy has to keep trying to save the republic.
I mean, yesterday was almost bad. I thought I was going to save it. Abs was taking the day off so she could do laundry and dishes and sandwiches. And you were running late, and so I was like, nobody panic. Right. I got this. And I didn't.
And you weren't even here by the time I was.
Yeah, and so
how did that go down?
Because I'm sitting typing. Went out. Don't forget that.
Oh, wait a second. Because I'm sitting here typing at my computer, and I see the messages coming in. I'm like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
What happened?
Thank goodness for the patriarchy. I walked in, and Scott had everything perfectly set up. It was like there was no panic. There was no nothing. It was ready to go. So
I was going to come in sliding in on two wheels.
Yes, you did say that.
And then I get here, and Big Al's not even here.
Okay, because I was like, do I get in the car and just go down and go? Mm-hmm. No.
No.
She was like.
And then I was like, I don't have time. I can't do this.
There was a sale. I couldn't. It just sucked her in.
And I'm just glad you've accepted you don't have an option but to do what you do.
We're so glad, Scott Beeson.
Millions of women across the country today are like, thank you, Lord, for the patriarchy.
Yes, they are,
making
Scott.
Sure the roads are paved, the trains aren't on time, the planes aren't on time. Well, making sure the roads are paved. The waters is working in most places.
Oh, my word.
Infrastructure's in big trouble. Hey, let's celebrate women. Well, at least middle school age women. I guess they're still girls.
Let's do. Please. Oh.
And then let's figure out
where the men are?
God.
I mean, because you...
Where is the patriarchy? You would think in West Virginia. But no, West Virginia is a Yankee state, right?
No, it's not.
They were determined. They wanted to be a Yankee state.
They are...
Historically...
I would say they would be that almost a Southern Democrat. They're not Southern.
Oh,
I mean,
it may like be old the South. Jimmy Carter.
But they're old school.
Georgia.
Mm-hmm. More Republicans than you think, but fairly conservative human beings that just don't want to be labeled a Republican.
Because they're all miners.
They're all miners.
And they were all left. I mean,
but
they did break away from Virginia.
Do think when you see some of the guys, you're like, oh.
It's rough.
But then you see the coal miners and you're like, we're okay. This is fine.
They're the guys working.
And then here you have this story.
Five West Virginia middle school girls have been banned from future track and field competitions after refusing to compete against a transgender athlete.
What city was this in?
You're asking the city?
Yeah.
Doesn't tell in these,
well, I want to know.
These articles. How about Harrison County? That's all we get.
Okay.
The Harrison County Middle School Championships. So when the state of West Virginia passed the Save Women's Sports Act, House Bill 2917, which means they have 2,917 bills in their house. Sheesh. It was challenged on April 16th after a lawsuit was filed on behalf of Becky Pepper Johnson, a 13-year-old transgender, biological male, middle school track athlete. The lawsuit argued that the law, by restricting transgender students from participating in sports teams that align with their gender identity, violates both the Equal Protection Clause, which was written for freed slaves in the 1860s. Pretty sure that the writers didn't even know there was such thing as transgenders when the Equal Protection Clause was written. And they say it violates Title IX, which was meant to prevent sex-based discrimination. In his ruling, Judge Toby Hytens, federal judge, Toby Hytens, wrote, offering BPJ, which would be Becky Pepper Johnson, a choice between not participating in sports and participating only on boys' teams is no real choice at all. Toby.
Really. Judge Toby, a male or female?
I mean, his name's Toby.
But Toby can go either way.
I mean, Toby.
We're feeling Toby's a dude.
Does go both ways.
We're feeling Toby.
Allison.
Toby could.
Sorry.
We'll let you know what the girls did on the other side. We'll be back.
to anyone who can truly say that he has found a better way.
Sounds like a job for AC by LeCroyer.
AC by LeCroyer is celebrating 40 years in business with their Spring into Comfort sale. Visit acbylecroyer.com to save up to $1,800 on a new carrier system or get special financing for up to 60 months. Turn to the experts at AC by LeCroyer, celebrating 40 years of being the River Region's company of choice. That's AC by LeCroyer.
Sounds like a job for AC by LeCroyer.
License 84417.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Selling a home in the River Region in this market takes some planning and preparation to be successful. Here are some steps to take to get your home sold fast. Remember the five P's. Prepare the home. Fresh coat of paint inside and out, and complete any repairs needed. Professionally clean the home. A deep cleaning of floors, cabinets, windows, and blinds will leave a great impression for future buyers. Provide a home warranty for the buyer to give the buyer peace of mind after the closing. Provide a closing cost allowance for the buyer to help them be able to afford your home. Price your home to sell, not sit. A comparative market analysis from a local realtor will demonstrate what other properties have sold for in your neighborhood. Well-priced homes sell faster with less hassle. Houses are selling fast and sellers are getting top dollar. For all the answers, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 221-2883 or 551-0225.
Hey, Shannon, I think it's time we do another commercial for Greenville Foot Care.
Why?
Well, I'm leaving for college and we both have changed so much.
Good point. What do we want to say?
Hey, what are you guys doing?
Oh, we should make Steven do this one. He was just a baby the last time. It's his turn. Awesome. Let's do this.
Wait, I don't want to do this. I don't even know what to say.
You just have to say Daddy's name and phone number. And that they should call for an appointment.
And that there's a website now.
But I don't know any of that stuff.
You don't know Daddy's name is Dr. Brian Kelly?
Well, that part I know.
The number is super easy.
Yeah, it's 265-7585.
She just said that.
Okay, what else?
Tell them that your dad, Dr. Brian Kelly, is a foot doctor in Montgomery. Tell them most insurances are accepted. And if you have a foot problem, call the number or you can now request an appointment on our website.
And the website is?
GreenvilleFootCare.com.
Okay, I think I got this.
I hope so, because we're out of time. Don't forget to say the line.
Happy feet start here.
No representation is made as to the quality of podiatric services to be performed or as to the expertise of podiatrists performing such services.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile devices with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for more information. Member FDIC.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Earnest Financial.
If you're tired of losing your money in the stock market, call David Earnest, 334-279-7431. Earnest Financial, LLC.
Hi, everybody. It's a brand new month, and it's starting to feel more like summertime. Lots of sunshine today, very warm with a high around 88. Mostly clear, comfortable tonight. Overnight low 63. Thursday's high near 90 with more sun. Still warm Friday and over the weekend with highs in the upper 80s and the risk of some widely scattered showers and thunderstorms. But the rain chances, very small, very isolated. Expect 60s at night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Got a lot of jobs to do this spring? Save now on Kubota's BX23S tractor, loader, and backhoe combo at Capital Tractor and check off that to-do list. Powering Alabama, Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You know why? Oh, yeah?
Yeah, why?
Because we had a cat who got knocked out of the tree by a golf ball, and she had to have her limb lopped off for around the same amount of money.
If y'all will bring it to my house, I have a big old giant pair of lopping pruners.
That's quite a shot.
That joker off in a heartbeat.
They wanted to fix her leg for $5,000.
Hey, Sky, that's part of that redneck golf that I want to do.
Knock the cat out of the tree.
Knock the cat out of the tree.
Instant winner.
Takes off 5 points. Wow, you get a free round.
That's pretty good shot.
Oh, man.
That is crazy. Back to the girls in West Virginia. Who are not messing around. Let's see, West Virginia, back to
and
these girls.
And that's in a southern part of West Virginia that I did have to drive through.
Did you look
that
up?
So it's still kind of close to Virginia, so I'm confused as to why the judge did this.
Wait a minute, I want to know, what'd you use, like a 5-iron to knock the cat out of the tree? How'd you do that?
Okay, so it was my son-in-law and his bestie, and they were hitting golf balls at dusk. Well, Chris and I were on a vacation, and they were watching our kids.
Like dueling.
And they were just...
golf balls at dusk.
And the... Oh, by the way, Sky, they hadn't quite informed me that the cat had run away. So they were surprised when they knocked her out of the tree. And they're like, oh, there's the cat.
That's one way to skin a cat. Right.
Yeah, and then when she got up with a wonky arm.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
I didn't mean to make fun of
it. Oh, it's okay, Sky. We have lots of...
And
the shavers have a lot of... Yes, we decided to lop the arm off.
Instead of fix it.
Instead of fix it. But then the other option was, Chris was like, well, should we just put her down? That was even more expensive. And so we're like, just
where is Clark?
Cut the leg off.
How much do they charge to put down an animal? Now you know why
well, the
Christy
animal
know
did,
him.
Now the animal did end up being put down because she attacked Chris.
That's the crazy.
Yes.
So she was
crazy.
Ungrateful on top of everything.
Yes.
She
yes.
didn't realize.
She sent my husband to the ER 3 times.
Well, she is kind of
was
she got
off
a point.
Work I mean, half a time. I thought when Garfield got her pregnant that everything would be fine.
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out it wasn't.
Well, I mean, she was thinking, hey, look, you could have saved my arm for a few more dollars.
I know.
You got it. And you chopped it off.
She chased him out
of
the house.
I'm hopping around here without a limb. Now I got Garfield chasing me around. I can't even get away. He keeps catching me. Now I got all the... Somebody's going to pay. And it was Chris.
Yeah, it was Chris. He paid. He paid big time.
And then you had to put her down anyway.
And we had to put her down anyway because my vet said...
Does it really cost that much to put animals down there?
At Caldwell Mill Animal Clinic, it does.
Well, I mean...
Man.
Really?
Scott. It would have been easier.
If Clark, if you're listening, I'm going to send you a video that I took of my cat with a chipmunk yesterday.
Oh, mine was hunting too.
It killed the poor chipmunk, and you didn't even care.
Yeah, but I took a video of it playing with a dead chipmunk. And I'm curious if Clark would say the cat had to go.
No, because nobody cares about chipmunks. But if it had the chickens, they would have got it.
Yeah, so what is the difference?
Chickens have value. Chipmunks, not so much. They're rodents.
Chipmunks
it's like he said,
darling.
They are rats with cute little racing stripes, minus the ugly tail.
My son-in-law had one for a pet, and they named him Chippy.
All right.
That was not very...
So
okay,
original.
So no creative writing for the son-in-law's future.
See, I mean, that's what my cat...
Oh, it was terrible.
Anyway, I just had to reflect.
During the middle school championships.
Sorry.
Where the federal court said the 13-year-old little girl, it would be terrible if she, being a boy, if her only choices were between not participating and participating only on the boys' teams. She is a boy. Pepper is a boy.
Oh.
Yes.
I missed that part.
So Pepper is a boy. She's the one that filed suit that said that her family filed suit. She didn't. He filed suit. And so the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals granted the right to compete. Now, she could have competed against the boys. She could have done...
Let's call her what she is.
Pepper is a dude.
Pepper, the boy, could have been in the boys with no problem. But they forced the West Virginia people to let her compete against the girls. The girls made their statement by stepping into the shot put circle, and then they stepped out.
You go, girls.
Which forfeits your turn. Which makes perfect sense to me, right? All right, we're just not going to do it. The act of protest was repeated during the discus event. Pepper Jackson ultimately won the discus event. And now, whatever the West Virginia group is about athletics have banned the girls from future events.
Okay, but you ask a question. What was the question you asked?
Where were the dads?
Yeah.
Where are the dads? Where are the adults? Who is on this athletic association board? I'm trying to find the name of it, see if anybody tells me who this is. But who decides that the three or four little girls, five little girls, who said, we're not doing it, that they get banned, they can't compete in athletics at all because they took a stand against the boy that was forced into it?
Do they not have any rights? I mean, it's their right to not compete. You can't force someone to compete in anything.
Well, now they're saying you can't compete at all because you went in there and just threw it or didn't throw it. You threw your turn but didn't throw it. This is just, I'm just like, what is wrong? So I want to know who is it somebody at the school that said? Is it somebody at the different track teams? Is it the county? Says, hey, you can't be in any, since you didn't compete against the guy, since you protested, you don't get to compete? Of course, this article written by, who's it written by? Jim Hoff, does not say who has banned them from future competitions. But this is just, I'm just like, what is wrong?
I mean, can you imagine the shame his parents must feel getting in the car, even if they can't say it out loud, that their kid won a medal and didn't deserve
it? No, they don't have any shame.
You don't think they have any shame?
There is no shame.
At the very bottom of their very dark heart?
No.
Nothing?
No.
You just blank.
There's just blank.
Look, my little mentally ill child got in the car and won a medal. That's what they're thinking.
They don't have any shame because they've got it rigged where he's probably going to win his odds. He's the odds on favorite, even at 13. I mean, that is that transition. Here's the interesting thing, because I don't think a lot of these things are ever on accident, okay? There had to be more transgender athletes in West Virginia than a 13-year-old. How do they decide that the 13-year-old will be the person to go to court? I believe the 13-year-old being the person to go to court is because 12-year-old girls are often as fast and as strong as the 12 and 13-year-old boys. They are almost the same. That's where the separation starts getting. I can remember football, 12 years old. I think 12 is 120 pounds back in the old days. One of my friend's sister, he was a year younger. She was my age. We were still on the same team. She was faster than us.
Yeah.
So they made us race her after practice. Partially because they thought that was funny, that she was as fast or if not faster than us. But so in these track events, if you use a 13-year-old as your person, you can end up with, well, he competed, but look, he didn't even win. He came in second.
It's going to look
He equal. Came in third. Oh, see? It's all the same. Yeah. When you're 12 and 13, it might be. Mm-hmm. But it's not going to be when you're 16. No. It's not going to be when you're 17. And I'm not saying they did that. I'm just saying, look, on the left, they leave very little to chance. They also, at 13, guess what? You do the hair the same. 12 years old, little boys and little girls almost look the same.
Oh, my.
Case closed.
What?
So he looks like a girl, right?
Yep.
None of this stuff is by chance.
Ew, that's weird.
We got to take a break. Hey, good for the girls, bad for all you parents who didn't back her up there in West Virginia. No, never mind. I'm not going to make a north-south comment. We'll be back.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
It's time to butter up with Biscuits Baseball. Join us to celebrate 20 years of Biscuits with a fun summer of baseball at Riverwalk Stadium in 2024. For tickets and more information, visit BiscuitsBaseball.com or call the box office at 323-BALL. Butter up.
It's Johnny from Sinclair's on Bond Road. We've been in business almost 30 years.
Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor.
I think if you hadn't tried us, you should give us a try. We've got a great menu, offered anything from chicken fingers, wings, salads, fajitas. At lunchtime, we do great country lunch with different vegetables and different meats every day.
Sinclair's, where you get great sandwiches and our daily meat and three special at lunch, two great pasta, chicken, steaks, and seafood for dinner.
Our most popular items are, we got a soup called She Crab Soup, which is extremely popular. We've got a bunch of pasta dishes, which people love. Mediterranean chicken is my favorite.
Sinclair's.
We do live music, light stuff on Wednesdays and Thursdays, and then on Fridays and Saturdays, maybe three-piece bands or four-piece bands.
Come see why Sinclair's has seen lesser restaurants come and go over the years. Johnny Sullivan Sinclair's at the corner of Vaughn and Taylor. Find them on Facebook at Sinclair's East. Google search Sinclair's Restaurant. Sinclair's.
This is Jacob with Best Pro Services. We are locally owned and operated, and we are proud to be a top 15 small business in the state of Alabama. We specialize in pest, mosquito, and termite control, and we would love to earn your business. Give us a call for a free inspection and estimate, 265-9990, 265-9990. Or you can visit us on the web at ppsriverregion.com or find us on Facebook at Pest Pro Services. When you want to know, call a pro. Pest Pro Services.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, a Pfizer vaccine.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I like to dream. Yes, yes, right between the sound machine. On the cloud side, I think in the night. Any place it goes is right. Goes far, lies near. Goes far away from me. Well, you don't know what we can find. Why don't you come with me, little girl, on a magic carpet ride? You don't know what we can see. Why don't you tell your dreams to me? Fantasy will set you free. Close your eyes, girl. Look inside, girl. Let the sun take you.
Welcome back in the program, everybody. So we've gone from aggressively helpful to aggressively you can help yourself.
It's true.
So she's out. Where is Al?
Well, her husband made a date with her.
So she had to leave early?
She had to leave early because they're going to the gym. And then they're going to pack and then leave, apparently.
So she had to leave early to go to the
Hot Works. It's a magical gym.
Hot Works.
Where you sweat.
They haven't sponsored us yet?
Well, they should sponsor us because I'd go there if they sponsored us.
Right. And if you went there, it'd bring in tons of customers.
I'm sure it would,
absolutely
Scott.
Would.
Yep.
So Allison really did leave us
to go to the gym. Yes.
It's too bad because I was going to bring her white on white cupcakes on Monday, and I can't because now she's on the Hot Works.
Is this the appropriate time to bring up the pay disparity scale?
Scott? Did you want to talk about the pay disparity scale?
No, I do not.
That we work here out of sheer love for
audience? For y'all. I'm just talking about women in general.
What
I need off for this. I need off for that. I got to go to the gym.
There is a pay disparity scale, and that's why we left.
We just keep driving.
Scott.
Mm-hmm. Y'all aren't investing in the future.
Scott, I worked yesterday.
You did.
I literally did.
You were riding. I would much rather be on the show than ride. That seems like...
Oh, writing is
horrible.
So much
like if
fun.
I wasn't saved, they would make me do it in Hades.
Oh my gosh.
It would be awful. I hate it.
We had a magazine piece due, and then I've got my other one, but I'm going to go home and eat chocolate and do the rest of the second one
the stuff.
Today. Yeah.
We got two folks to close out. One is Sam from Pike County, then Cranky.
Oh,
Sam from Pike County, welcome to the program.
Oh, man. Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely.
Hey, Scott, it's been a fun show, and you can't even make this up. You know, the reason I called in was to give Allison some support. I was going to brag on her a bit. Listen, I think this whole thing about make your own hat is genius. It really is, because if you look at the whole Kentucky crowd, they're all going to be pretty much the same. You know, some loud, but do the Alabama, get you, Joey Clark, he has his Alabama, he's got the state flag emblem on the front, ball cap, get a trucker's ball cap, that state emblem, and then just go bold with it, do the Michaels thing, some of the chicken, some chicken feather, but dress up a Alabama ball cap, it would look great, and you'd stand out, and you would be your own, it hits all the boxes, creativity.
I got you, man, that's a great idea, use one of those 18-19 caps, it's got the...
Yes, sir.
The state flag on it, poke some turkey feathers in it. That'd be awesome.
That's it.
I like it. Need some color, though, Sam. We're going to have to get some...
But Alice's personality brings color.
Mm.
And she's probably going to end up, if she makes her own hat and wears it, she's going to be a gazillionaire.
Because people
will be like, where'd you get that hat? I made it.
That's it. The camera will find her.
The camera will find her. Yes.
For the race?
Yes.
We might should just watch the Kentucky Derby just to see if we see Allison. She will be the one standing on the rails right by the edge.
Oh, darling, go, horsey, go.
No, just screaming like an Auburn fan right before the last play last year. You know what I'm saying? You know, when the student section out there all going crazy, she will act like she's at the football game at the Kentucky Derby when they're all going, oh, very good, the horse is so swift of foot. She's like, after 25 mint juleps. And these will be the Governor Ivy brand, not the other.
Yeah, but like I said, wherever she is, the camera will find her. Man, they'll spot that ball cap all dressed up, and
sounds good.
She'll be the belle of the ball. Other than that,
you got it. Hey, I gotta go get. Let me go get Cranky. Thanks, Sam. Hey, Cranky, we got a minute, brother. Welcome to the program.
Hey, I know I'm gonna make it quick. I tell you what, you got to look for the press release. The city of Montgomery has made the Guinness Book of World Records. You look for it on WSFA, the Montgomery Mullet Wrap, and Montgomery has got the longest roll of crime scene tape per the Guinness Book of World Records that goes around the whole damn city.
Thank you, Cranky. Hey,
that's good.
We're number one, baby. We're number one.
That's right. Later.
That's good. Guy.
See, buddy. Oh, that is good stuff. We're going to try to be back tomorrow. Allison, I don't know. I mean, you know, unless she has to go to the gym or to the races
or something.
She's
going to the races tomorrow.
Oh, she's not here.
Yeah.
See y'all.
Just get here when you can, Scott.